baby.
It is indeed the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Guillermo Mash on behalf of the Without a Roof radio program. And you are indeed listening to 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Also, be aware that opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KZFR, its staff, board of directors, underwriters, or volunteers.
Give me 2 eggs. So, tomorrow I got nothing.
Do you believe that everybody should be born poor 1 week of their life? 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good. And I like it when we had our own bed, different. And when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence. All right, before we get into the meat of the program here, I did want to make a shout out. Today is February 1st, 2017, and every single year, once a year, we honor National Freedom Day, and that day is today. And that's an observance in the United States that honors the signing of a resolution that proposed the 13th Amendment of the nation's Constitution on February 1st, 1865. Abraham Lincoln, who was the president at the time, signed the resolution to outlaw slavery. This anniversary is annually observed on February 1st. February 1st means a lot more to me today than other years. You might immediately think it's because of our new administration and some of the dynamics around that, but it is. It's part of that. But mostly it was a post I made that I was going to get off of social media until February 1st, Freedom Day. And I did that until about 3 weeks ago. And for folks that follow me on social media, I was much, much happier when I wasn't, you know, involved as much in that space. So this is just a point for people to be looking for me in different spaces. I'm going to be not completely removing myself from social media. I'm going to be essentially using social media to publish my visual journalism, but I'm going to be much, much, much more active in physical spaces. 2016, I took the year off from active activism. And that's not happening this year and probably the year after that. So be seeing you out and about. And if you have a roof, be grateful. Make sure you're seen and you're heard and don't remain silent for folks that are abused or oppressed. All right. Once again, Guillermo Mash for the KZFR 90.1 FM Without a Roof radio program, which we air every single Wednesday from 5 to 5:30 Pacific time. You can also find us on Facebook as Without a Roof or Google Without a Roof. We come right to the top. Tonight, we are honoring the remembrance and the love of a dearly departed Harley Young, age 20. She died about a week and a half ago on the streets of Chico. And we're going to do a few things around that, including ending the show with a piece of music and poetry written by Carrington Scott Forbes, a good and dear friend of hers. And we're also going to be reading an open letter on reducing homelessness here in Chico, California. And we're going to land on a portion of that open letter that talks about moral centers and morality. And we feature a piece by Moral Mondays. And we're going to be hearing more about that after that piece from Jesse Kearns, who is the pastor at First Christian here in Chico. And that's pretty much the lowdown. I'm going to air a piece that I pre-recorded. That was How I Met Harley Young back in December 2013 here on People Powered Radio. Today, our show is dedicated to Harley Young, the memories and the beautiful person that she was. And I'm here to read a post I did way back in December 2013 when Safe Space was first getting started. And this was actually a little write-up I did from my bearing witness with Harley and her struggles at Chico Peace and Justice Center, December 2013. A shivering young woman bundled in scarves stood outside the door to Chico Safe Space at 2 a.m. in the morning. Only her eyes and the bridge of her nose were visible to the world. I held back the fatherly urge to bear hug and welcomed her in. She claimed the last remaining space in the front room and sat down eating scraps of food she had brought with her. I asked, "Would you like some food?" "Yes, thank you. Anything will do. I'm not picky." While giving her a plate of food, she leaned in and whispered, "If a young man named John comes in, please let him sleep next to me. He means the world to me and can share my blanket." A volunteer tells me she is 17 years old. I settle back into my chair to raw memories of my time on the streets of Boston as a 16-year-old runaway. Like her, I was alone and isolated and on guard to exude confidence and toughness as a shield against those that prey on the vulnerable. You do what you have to, making decisions of how and where to stay, predicated on getting out of the elements and hoping to be safe. These survival decisions don't always pan out. Knowing that they would for this young woman this one evening at least makes all the difference to both of us. Shout out to all the loved ones, all the friends, and everyone that cares. Harley Young, rest in peace. All right, as promised, I spoke in public comments several weeks ago at Chico City Council in regards to a presentation, Reducing Homelessness in Chico, California, that was given by Lori Kutzner, Executive Director of the Jesus Center. And that open letter reads as such. Reducing homelessness in Chico, California is a moral imperative that requires not only resources, but a shift in how we view and treat members of our community that lack safe and secure housing. It's going to take accountability across the community spectrum, including elected officials who have criminalized being destitute in Chico to a level that places our community as one of the most draconian in the state. These enforcement efforts misallocate valuable policing resources and are universally panned as detrimental to solving the crisis of homelessness within any community. Two nationally recognized spokespeople for homelessness, Lloyd Pendleton and Robert Marbot, who visited Chico last fall on separate visits, both had strong and concise words around the negative impact on the state of homelessness using criminalization of basic life functions such as sleep, sitting, and having personal property in public space. Engaging the homeless community in the conversation and solutions to homelessness is also critical to resolving the crisis of homelessness. The communities making the best strides have organizing components that give people experiencing homelessness a voice within the community and avenues for legal redress while engaging them in the political discussion. It's a paradigm shift and one that builds confidence and self-esteem within the houseless community. To fill this gap, Without a Roof is launching a Chico Homeless Organizing Committee, or CHOC, based on the Sacramento Homeless Organizing Committee model, or SHOC. Our community needs to rally around the Butte County Continuum of Care on two important topics: a desperately needed full-time COC coordinator and data dives on the trove of statistically sound data in our community, including the just completed 2017 Butte County Homeless Point-in-Time Count/Survey, the data collected at the 2016 Butte County Homeless Connect, as well as the 2015 10-Year Strategy to End Homelessness, and a trove of housing-related reports. We also need to engage people experiencing homelessness in our downtown business district to assess the impacts of criminalization laws on their quality of life. To fill the gap on the impact of criminalization laws, Without a Roof will be administering the Western Regional Advocacy Project Downtown Survey to further articulate the impacts on laws that target people experiencing homelessness. The faith community, along with organizations that champion marginalized communities, need to directly assist in building a moral center within our community around poverty and homelessness, and to include people experiencing it within their teaching material, open letters, and legislation that addresses hate crimes and harassment of marginalized communities. Without a Roof is reaching out to build bridges to these organizations, such as Chico Interfaith Council and Stonewall Alliance, to name but two. As we begin building a stronger moral and civil rights center around the issues of homelessness and poverty, it's not just the village. It's about our approach towards those around us and prioritizing our efforts around a moral center for Chico. This includes political will, homeless individuals' input and assistance, rescinding anti-homeless laws, interfaith involvement, and the entire community coming together to shape a better place for all community members. Without a Roof looks forward to assisting in the realization of these endeavors. Sincerely, Bill Guillermo Mash, Without a Roof founder and chief crusader. Without a Roof radio program is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by ID International, a design and web agency celebrating their new office location in Camellia Courtyard next to Morning Thunder in the T-Bar. For questions about your company's logo, graphic design, or website, you can contact ID International at 530-892-9027 and at identity-international.com. All right, big shout out to our underwriters and all our listeners here on the KZPR 90.1 FM Without a Roof radio program. Next up, we have a audio portion radio edit of a promo for National Moral Revival of a Poor People's Campaign, Watch Night of Service. But it's just an excellent way to transition into a program called Moral Mondays that was started by Dr. William J. Barber. And it centers around a term that some folks are familiar with, particular folks that are involved with the MLK Unity event, Beloved Community. But with no further ado, I want you to listen to this. There's a lot of powerful words around, you know, making a moral center and making a moral stand for what's good and what's right and for what's just and what's in the Gospels and what's in the red verses here on People Power Radio.
Your principles did not die. They were not unelected. And to the faithful, it's our time, even the more, to be in the public square, to engage nonviolently wherever we have to for the cause of love and justice. Like Samuel, we cannot mourn forever.
We've been through struggles as long as this nation's been going. And every election, people say, oh God, if my candidate loses, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to go across the border. We're going to get a passport for somewhere. Folks, the Lord has delivered us across many a red sea. Sometimes the sea is red and sometimes the sea is blue. But the Lord delivers us.
But whether we are called as believers to move in one direction or another, we are all called to transform this world. Pray for a country that cares for the poor. Pray for a country that offers healing for the sick. Pray for a country that understands clean water and healthy food are human rights. Pray for a country that works for those who are working honorable jobs, that they should get honorable wages. Pray for a country that offers all of its rights to all of its people. Pray for a country.
Let us pray with our feet. Let us pray with our hands. Let us open our hearts, because we, the people of the United States, we, the people of this globe, we, the people who care for the 100%, can be the change we seek. It is that that is the source of the conscience of our nation.
But the word to America, America, we cannot afford to hang too long at Mara.
We must still be the prophet to this nation, and we must challenge this nation until the day comes that we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Be revived, be redeemed, be resilient in spite of the rejection.
All right, that was Dr. William Barber. Moral Mondays. Check them out. Google that. You'll find it. And speaking of morality, it's my real distinct pleasure to have a fellow KZFR programmer in the studio, Jesse Kearns. Jesse Kearns does the Peace and Social Justice Show here on KZFR, Fridays at 11:30. He's also the VP, Vice President of the Interfaith Council, and he's the pastor at First Christian Church, who is hosting, the church is hosting, Safe Space for this week. I've gone over there and volunteered a couple of nights. But anyway, no further ado, welcome to KZFR, Jesse Kearns.
Thank you. I've never been introduced that way. Speaking of morality, here's Jesse Kearns.
Speaking of morality, yeah. That means a lot to me. You know, at different points in my Without a Roof journey, you know, we mentioned out in the green room, Jesse, we were talking about Brian Hatmaker, mm-hmm. Barefoot Church, you know, how the church is moved to be in the community, and how we would be blessed if we showed up for church and no one was there because everyone was out doing the good work, exactly. Showing love and showing care in the community. Yeah. But what would you add to that conversation, Jesse, morality?
Here's the deal, because, you know, I'm coming from it from a spiritual leader perspective. I'm coming from it, and I park my bike at the Jesus bike rack, you know. Mm-hmm. So I come from it from my own faith tradition. that sees Jesus as one who is out doing ministry. You're right. I would love to go to church one morning and the church is empty, not because they think church is irrelevant or whatever like that, but because they are out doing what Jesus called us to do. And, you know, Jesus was out among the people. He brought his disciples with him. He called people out of the crowds to follow him and do likewise. So that's, you know, that's where I draw my moral center there.
Now, it's my understanding from talking with you about this, you know, producing this show here today, that you know Dr. William Barber to some extent. Is that a fair way to paraphrase it?
Yeah, we in the Christian Church Disciples of Christ are a small denomination. We only have 800,000, and I hear that you have to have 1 million people to make a denomination, to start a denomination now, so we're marginal. But we're the first American-born Protestant church, and we have a strong history of African-American churches, and Dr. Barber is from North Carolina in the Piedmont District Convention, and I was in Virginia for, oh good grief, 16 years, and 9 of those was spent working for the regional office of the Christian Church. So Bill has had quite a ministry for a number of years, but it's just like lately he's been really going up to the plate and has been doing some great things. In fact, we were supposed to have him for our annual gathering this year, but he's been a little busy, you know?
Yeah, he has. I mean, I've been blessed. I mean, I've just kind of learned about his mission and the stuff he does, you know, out in North Carolina.
Right.
But maybe to help our listeners kind of put their arms around a little bit the morality of it, you know, as I look at, you know, reducing, you know, you get down into all these different facts, Jesse, and we need to do this data analysis, and we need to make mm-hmm. cost-benefit analysis, and it needs to be entrepreneurial, and we need to build housing, and we need to... I think we're too far removed from the humanity of it. I mean, right. What would you say to that?
Absolutely, because in my estimation, morality, you cannot have a moral center if you are thinking only of yourself. You need to see other people as human beings. And I here in Chico, I see people always talk about the homeless problem, and they see the people who have no roof as the problem. But I'm going to tell a little story here. There's a lady in our church who, I guess you call her just a classic church person, somebody who really concerned about the potlucks and things like that at the church. But she started volunteering at Safe Space last year. And all of a sudden, she had a whole new view of the people who were the guests there. These were people who could have easily been her children or her grandchildren, and they loved her. She was, some of them called her grandma. She was serving them water, and all of a sudden now she is a crusader for us in the church to get off our butts and do some things. So that's a, you know, her epiphanal moment was, oh my gosh, we're dealing with people. Not a problem.
That's what's the beauty. I did the overnight, well, the 1:30 shift. It was over at 1:30, and it just, you know, just being able to sit there and contemplate, Jesse, and it was just like, there's a lot of things I feel blessed for, but I've really feel doubly blessed that I do look at people as equals, and I really do have an ability to connect with people because I have no pre-contents.
Right.
You know, I just see people for who they are.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing when you can do that.
Yeah.
You know? Carrington, do you have anything to add? Carrington Scott Forbes is setting up. He's going to do his. He's got this little poem and song for Harley Young. But did you have anything to add to the conversation around morality, Carrington?
Just a little bit. I just wanted to mention something about some of the resources that we have here. That's actually a really amazing thing. A lot of people like to look down on people that use drugs, and a lot of people that are on the streets do use one substance or another, and it's not really fair to judge them for that, because people that are on the streets are struggling. They have everything going against them, and when they find any kind of comfort, that they'll take it, and when no human being is willing to offer them comfort, they'll turn to something else for comfort. And I just wanted to mention that, like, one of our churches here in Chico, the First Assembly of God. Hmm. They have the Teen Challenge office at their church, and you can go in there at any time during the week and ask to make an appointment. And Teen Challenge is an amazing program that has an 85% success rate, highest in the world, and it's worldwide, to help people get back on their feet and get out of substance use, get out of life-controlling issues. And
what church is that again?
First Assembly of God. It's located right off of East First Avenue, right next to our Butte County Library.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That's a beautiful thing to share, especially as we're remembering the life of Harley Young, someone who was addicted, someone that was struggling with their own demons, so to speak. And you know, and I have to say, just to make sure we talk enough about this, is I've never met anyone addicted on the street that doesn't know they're living in hell. They just they don't want that for themselves. And yeah, I think that's really important for everyone to know that that's not the place they want to be, and it's not the place God wants them to be either.
Well, here's another thing: when you talk about people who are struggling with substance abuse, it's easy for us to dismiss them. It's easy for people who live a comfortable life to dismiss them as, oh, they've made poor choices, everything like that. It's easy to just say, well, this is what we should do with them. But it's different when it's your niece or your nephew or your own child or your grandchild. All of a sudden, it isn't those drug addicts anymore. You know, it's here's somebody who I know and who I love, who maybe is struggling with mental illness, and it's undiagnosed, and they can't get an appointment with this the mental health care here in Butte County. And so here this person is self-medicating, and they find themselves in the throes of addiction. You know, it's a lot bigger problem than just, oh, those drug addicts.
Yeah, exactly. Or those. I mean, there's so many or those.
Others.
All, you know, it's all us.
Yeah.
You know? I would add, I was thinking of putting this show together. I do themes for the month, but I'm gonna do Moral Month, man. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the Moral Month on Without a Roof, so maybe I'll be following up with you to give me some leads on some folks that might want to come in here, faith community or otherwise, you know, and talk about the morality around homelessness. Yeah. You know, when my open letter that I read, I thought the two biggest gaps were the morality and the fact that homeless people aren't physically involved in their own, you know, championing in their own voice within the community. It's something the Homeless Task Force has raised. So I'm going to step out into, you know, uncomfortable space, so to speak, to try to, you know, assist. Not try, I will assist, like Yoda, huh? No try, do. But anything you'd want to add to kind of end on the morality, Jesse Kearns?
Understanding that there are different ideas of what morality is. Because, you know, for me, it's because my faith is what gives me my moral center. But there's going to be some people out there who don't have faith, or they don't draw on a God or anything like that. But still, that whole idea, every religion, every human being has this idea of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But that's the golden rule. Here's the platinum rule. Do unto others as you would as they would like you to do unto them. See the difference?
Big. You know,
treat other people as they want to be treated. And I think it doesn't matter whether you're religious or not religious, just living by something like that is going to make a world of difference.
I fall back. Tolstoy's a good fallback plan for quotes around morality. But he's got a precious one that I've done some filming around. It's called Where Love Is, There God Is Also.
Yeah.
You know, just show people love and show them that you care and you're doing God's will, even if you consider yourself an atheist.
Right.
You're doing good work.
I know all sorts of moral atheists.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Morality knows no bounds.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse Kearns, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining our crew here at KZFR. And I still say, I can say it on the air, I just loved the first time I saw on the KZFR program, Pastor Jesse.
Well, I love doing it, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, you're awesome. It's a wonderful addition to KZFR. So thanks again for coming on.
Thank you.
Carrington Scott Forbes, man. You know, we got 5 minutes, so you give us whatever intro you need, man, and then let's hit it with this song. You actually put this song together for Harley.
Yeah, so I only started writing this song, you know, about a week ago. You know, the tragedy happened only just about 2 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, a week and a half. Yeah, Sundays.
And I definitely don't have the vocal range for this, so forgive me for that. And I got hit by a car on my way here today, which broke one of my guitar strings. But here it goes. Ever since you entered the world and blessed it with your grace, you changed the hearts around you. With a smile upon your face, and though you had your demons, you fought them till the end. They couldn't take your freedom, and now your soul ascends. You're sowing unto heaven, where you watch us from above, away from all those demons. All you feel now is pure love. Highly young, you see how your soul is free, free from pain and strife, pain of sacrifice. Highly young, you see this world will always be a slightly darker place without that smile upon your face.
Kicking you.
Your family and friends, they miss you. They miss you all so much. Your sweet and joyous laughter and gentle embracing touch. You could have had the world. This world of ash and dirt. But your head was in the clouds, away from all this hurt. Now you hang around the angels in a world of mist and gold, sharing your sweet joyous laughter with the ancient souls of old. Highly young, you're free, free from destiny, a fate that rules our life.